Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Two Mad Geeks. I'm one of your hosts, Misa.
And I'm Michelle. We are back, finally, just like the X-Men 97. Woo!
It took us that long just to come back to record an episode.
Didn't we record something?
Aquaman 2, that was the last one recorded.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah, it
was Aquaman 2. Yeah. But that was like before the new year, right? So this is our first one.
Of the new year. Okay. Yeah. So we super late.
Is this season 6 one?
basically.
We were planning to record Avatar, but we haven't gotten to that one.
Yeah, we late on that.
Mic issues? Hold on. What do you mean? His mic thingy. Well, anyways, while he fixes that, we're reviewing, like we said, X-Men 97.
To be my X-Men.
The two first episodes that premiered on Disney Plus. I stayed up late. I was not subscribed, so I resubscribed. Well, I think I had to subscribe until you.
I canceled it because we watching illegal shit now.
Ooh. I'm not. But then I had it again, so I'm like, anyway, so I stayed up till, because it premieres on Wednesdays.
You're crazy, man. Well, you don't have to work on, you don't have to drive to work Thursday and Friday, so.
No, I went on Wednesday. I go in Wednesday. They come out on Wednesdays.
No, yeah, but you don't have to work the next day. That's what I'm saying. That's why you stayed up.
I stayed up on Tuesday night. To make it Wednesday.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
I couldn't. I was planning to go to sleep. It was already like maybe.
Shouldn't it come out like at 12?
Yeah, it comes out at 12. And I forgot. I was already going to sleep. It was like 12:30. And I was like, it's tonight. Like, you know, it's going to premiere midnight.
You're crazy. I can never do this. I did it. I mean, I could, but then I'll just suffer the consequences.
And then I'm like, I don't know if you've seen those memes. Preparing for my alarm, and it's 3 hours. 3 hours until my alarm comes on.
You're fucking crazy.
It was worth it. Because it was an amazing comeback. It's...
No, yeah, they fucking hit... They went strong in the first two episodes.
The first one is called... To Meet My X-Men, mm-hmm. And then the second one is called Mutant Liberation Begins.
Yeah, so basically in the first one,
they just recap basically
everything that happened, everything that went down in the last episode of the old season. Where we left off
season 5, which was, quotations, the death of Xavier.
He not really dead. apparently he not dead.
Well, you kept saying, like, no, I'm like, no, he went to space with his space ex, I mean, Med X, just his space
motherfucker, girlfriend. You know how long it's been since I watched that show? Like, a long time ago.
Everybody's like, it's been so, I still watch reruns. Remember, I bought the DVDs.
Yeah, I know you bought them, but, like, I haven't been watching them, which I should.
And then while I was in college, I would rewatch them. That's all. I didn't have cable then. And then streaming shows were new, so it's not like...
True. And you were too broke to afford them anyways.
No, well, one was, well, yeah, I was poor, but it was, I think it was just Netflix at the time.
No, yeah, there nothing else was.
No, Hulu too, but Hulu was like, before Disney had them, it was like, it was just the same thing. It was like 7 days, like the first week was free.
Yeah.
And then you would pay. And then I would use my personal email, and then the second time I would binge all the shows that were in the season.
Make another email.
Well, I would use my school email.
I would just make some emails.
And then I would do that.
That's what I did with Spotify. I just kept making new ones.
But yeah, so... But yeah. Then I just relied on my DVDs.
Oh, and the reason why we haven't been recording is because our old form of recording these podcasts have been under a new... like reconstruction on the website. So now Riverside FM has combined with Spotify for Podcasters. So that means we had to like record and edit our stuff differently than we usually did. So it's a lot of learning.
For you, to
yeah,
you, it's
learning. Yeah, for me, bitch.
To you, it's learning. To me, it's like, what's going on? We're like, we haven't recorded. This is all your fault.
I think that means that we have to have a new intro because that shit's gone.
Oh shit! I forgot about that. Because you said you would just put it when you were editing it out.
Because it's already there. So now I have to. Hopefully, I saved it in the files, but we'll see.
I'm sure.
Because this is a whole like, it's audio and a video thing now.
So comment if you hear our intro in the music.
So that means we could record. We had to buy a camera, so we could have a better. Because we could do both at the same time now.
Okay, and then I guess we could show off our little studio, and then
it's a good thing if we can clean up.
We could put it on YouTube. Bitch, this is not clean.
It looks better than it was last time, bitch. Because when I came back, this shit was.
We cleaned it up,
and this was a second storage place.
We cleaned it up, and then you and Amanda were having your little game nights over here, and I'm like, I see pillows, and so it can.
I want to bring in the reclining chair, so we have. Nicer spots. Is
I'm
it?
Telling you, we need to go to that place in the mall.
Uh-huh.
They sell good furniture.
About a wheelchair.
What?
Bought a wheelchair for Amanda's dad. It was $50.
Oh, you bought it there?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys went in there. Oh,
okay. We went because they had the front doors were open. I was like, you know what? Let's go in there. And we found a wheelchair, and apparently Amanda's dad needed one. I was like, oh, $50.
I forgot you went today, but yeah, that story is really good. Anyways.
No, yeah, and then they had Pokemon folders too.
I saw those.
And a bunch of them. I was going to send you one, but I was like, nah, he probably knows.
No, I seen that. I think you're talking about like an Eevee one.
No. It was like a Pokeball.
But I seen that. Yeah.
Okay. But they have like a lot of nice stuff, though.
But yeah, so, okay, apparently with this new format, you'll see our faces.
I mean, we don't have to, but like... Yeah, it's something nicer that we can upload on YouTube and it'll be on Spotify too.
And we could you can see our new selves.
Yeah, and I could show everybody my statue collection, which is immaculate and beautiful. That's where most of my money goes to, anyways.
I just noticed fate is all the way in the top.
Yeah, because the motherfucker flies. Look at him.
Well, I don't do. There's Rogue.
Who?
Oh, we're going to get into it. Ooh, slut shamer.
Goddamn right.
You're going to do my... Okay, so anyway, see? We're back with those tangents. But, okay, Xavier's gone. And Guy Rick is the one who shot him. They're like... I forgot that's how it went down. See, even though I said I watched reruns, I forgot who... I thought it was the Friends from Humanity who did it. But it was Guy Rick. The same thing, but you know, he was more of the government, or you know, was he a government, or just like you know, funding the Sentinel program?
He was funded by the government
to fund the Sentinel program,
mm-hmm.
from Trask. Okay, but yeah, they're talking about, you know, after because of what happened with Xavier, humans were more. Sympathetic mm-hmm. to mutants, even though obviously you still have the Friends of Humanity, the bigots, that group, the hate group. Humans were being more like, okay, we shouldn't be, you know, mean to them.
We shouldn't be that harsh.
And like, even I remember that part in the final episode mm-hmm. of season 5 was they wanted Magneto's help to. Get Landra, and he was ready to, you know, attack humans. He was like, this is it, you know.
I'm about to kill these
motherfuckers. He was going to get everybody, all the mutants gathered up at Genosha to attack everybody. And then he's like, are you kidding me? You come here just as I'm about to rule the world. And then, well, not rule the world, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's for Xavier. He's like, damn it. My boyfriend. Oh, I have to
forget. Those are you pieces of shit.
But yeah, that's what happens, and that was the reason. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But now we and then the intro starts, and we have a new, still an old intro, but with a few additions.
Yeah, they just like tweaked a little bit things in there.
And we have Morph again,
and Morph in time
with his little intro now, and then Bishop. Those are
the new additions to the team.
With Bishop, I forgot that his time thingy broke.
So you got stuck in time.
Yeah.
In the past.
Because that was with Apocalypse when he kidnapped all the psychic people, and then I forgot who took his, and then that's when he went out of time, and then I guess he got stuck there. Mm-mm. But cool. So at least new members.
Well, basically the way it starts is they're investigating the FOH.
Yeah, Friends of Humanity.
And they're trying to figure out where they're getting these sentinel weapons from. And then apparently Roberto, the Sunspot.
Yes.
He's he got captured by them. And like they're trying to figure out, he was supplying them, right? Or he knows who supplies them?
Who?
The Friends of Humanity with the sentinel weapons.
They were just given... I'm pretty sure it's Gyrick was supplying them. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they had a... But to me, it was kind of like, you know, what was it? Homecoming? Mm-hmm. When Vulture and his crew were taking the remains of the aliens. The New York
attack? Yeah,
and then making their own weapons. Mm-hmm. I felt it was kind of like that, but I felt like it feels like they were also funded.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're smart enough to come up with their own.
Nah, they ain't.
It was cool at least that they're showing that one way that they could fight the X-Men, because they were just normal humans, and guns ain't going to work. But, you know, having them have those sentinel arms.
I know, they got the cannons now. They look like Mega Man.
Yeah, I was like...
those things on.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, it's so 90s. Mm-hmm. Because before it was... Because you would think, like, in today's technology, it would just be, like, guns.
Yeah.
Like, they would put... I mean, and you'll see later on that happens. But this is, like, so 90s. Like, it's heavy equipment that you have to put in your arm in order to use it. Which is makes sense, too, in the sense that Sentinels were using those with their hands, shot the plasma beams. Mm-hmm. So that made sense. But yeah, that's still so 90s. But yeah, they connect Acosta, and then he's like, he's just like not really, it, like he doesn't really see the severe situation. He's just like, oh, you guys want money? Just, you know, call my folks, you know. Because he's a billion, like his family's rich.
No, yeah, he's just a spoiled kid who just wants to party and shit. Like, he does not care about the ramifications that come with it.
And even when he's like, do you think this is about money? I would have been like, shit in my pants. I'm like, oh, shoot. Maybe I should have used my powers before they put an inhibitor collar on me.
Yeah, but no, fuck that. He's being dumb.
But, I mean, yeah, you don't think in those situations. But still, like... But we find out that he's ashamed of those powers, but...
I mean, like, are you surprised? Because people shame motherfuckers with powers.
Yeah, but in a life and death situation...
No, yeah, you gotta use
but them. I'm pretty sure... But then again, maybe he's been kidnapped before, and he's like, oh, okay.
True. And money usually solves it.
Yeah, and... Or he's known people like, oh, okay, people in my class get kidnapped for ransom. Happens. Mm-hmm. But then he's like, oh, shoot, not this time.
I was like, shit, money's going to solve my problems. Dang.
But then you get the goat coming in, you know, like...
Cyclops? You're right.
Storm.
You're right. Cyclops.
Telling them, like, hey, this is the first episode. Mm-hmm. When she's, like, telling like to hand off Jubilee to the Sentinel, this time to the Friends of Humanity. He's like, we ain't going to listen to you. Muty.
Get out of here, Muty.
She starts blasting. So anyway, she starts blasting.
Yeah, but then Cyclops comes in and shows who the real leader is. God. Mitchell, you can't deny that Cyclops has been goaded from episode one to two.
He just did one good move, and then people are like, oh my god.
One good move? He did, like, the whole episode. It was him.
Like, I gave it to him when he does the optic blast to, like, evade. Like, when he hits the ground.
Yeah, you cannot tell me that action. Oh, and that's on the side note. Like, I feel like this season is going to show more action than the old series did.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. Because the only ones that would, like, do that would be, like Storm or someone who has, like, lightnings. And even then, it would just be, like...
That quick.
Quick, and then or when they punch him,
yeah.
And then I remember when they're fighting, I think it was the ones that clean up Phoenix, the Hellfire Club.
Oh, yeah,
and then they throw Wolverine, and he just goes and then you just see him just it was just him flying,
yeah. Nah, this time I feel like this season's gonna be way more action packed, and like I feel like it's a good balance with story and action.
Yeah, like, yeah, Cyclops moves like he's punching, they're punching him. Like, it's just like there's no cutoff scenes.
Yeah, and I feel like, he's more witty in this season too than like he was in the other ones. Cause like he feels more angry and more like he's like, fuck you guys. I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Well, cause they don't have Xavier. I feel like with Xavier, they were more like,
more tamed.
Like, yeah, they were more restrained, like, because for him, we'll see later, like, oh, it's like Xavier would have shown like mercy, like, he would have been like, okay, we'll reason with you, but we ain't him,
he ain't here,
didn't get it. But he goes a little too far, like, when he asks Jean to read Magneto, she's like, whoa, buddy, we don't do that like that.
No, he had a point, he had a point.
Well, anyways, but so they're fighting that he
uses optic beam to like dodge and maneuver, like how he saved Roberto, like he just like blasted the floor and he went back with it. I was like, oh,
and then they reveal like they still had the Sentinel arm,
yeah,
and then he saves Roberto from getting blasted. But what does he do? He throws a skate at one of the, because there was like skates on one of the, I guess it was like a skate warehouse. And I didn't notice until you were watching it. And I was like, because he throws something at him while Cyclops was fighting. I was like, what did he do? And I looked back, and it was like roller skates that he throws at one of the...
Yeah, fuck you.
So he wouldn't shoot Cyclops. I was like, what is he doing? I know he's not using powers. But yeah, they rescue him, and then they go back to the mansion where Cyclops is complaining because... he's like, yeah, it was just three of us there. Like, where were the rest of you?
You bums?
Basically, he's like, Gambit and Rogue were just like in the kitchen, just making beignets. And it's like, where were you guys? And it's like, chill, you know, Storm and Bishop, they're tired, they could do it.
That's not the point. The point is, you're not doing your job.
And there should be at least four people.
Exactly, like in the game.
Yeah, like in the game, it's just four.
They're not following protocols.
And then Morph comes out talking as an Xavier.
The motherfucker walking, it's like, oh, he back. Then I forgot, I was like, oh, it's just Morph. Never mind.
Oh yeah, you didn't know. I was like, what? And he walking?
I was like, damn, they really fixed him up.
She already did their work.
No, yeah. Then
and you see Jean's pregnant.
Yeah, Jean's prego. She's like already 9 months.
That's what I want to know, because like, how long was it since Xavier went away?
It's probably been a while, maybe like a year.
Because I need to go back and watch those at least that last season again. Because like, was Jean like already announced that she was pregnant? Like, we're expecting that.
They got married.
They got married again, like, for sure. I feel that's when they got pregnant.
Maybe.
But I'll have to see. Because right here, she's ready to pop. She's 9 months already.
I know. I'm going to have to watch the old series again just to, like, refresh my mind of what the fuck happened.
Because that made sense. And then Storm still had long hair. She didn't have her...
Yeah, because it should have been wild, and since she got a new hairstyle and everything.
and then the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. So far was that they, you know, they talk about it. But Gene is also like, hey, now that I'm we're about to have a kid, we need to leave.
We need to go.
And which is understandable. Like, yeah, you want to try to make, at least for her, I understand, because she's a mom. She's not going to go in the field anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to be, Cyclops to be a present dad.
Well, yeah.
So he can't be on the team or step down as leader.
And then again, Wolverine over here being a weirdo.
You're leaving me, Gene.
He's like, why don't you ask them? They're leaving. Was that in the first episode or in the second one?
No, I was in this. It was in this episode because he tells Morph at the when they go look for
Roberto
again. And yeah, he's like, "What do you mean?" Oh, when he's making fun of him, like, "Oh, look, I'm Gene. Oh, I'm so pregnant and humble." And he's like, "You don't think they're leaving?" I was like, "Yep,
they're leaving." And then Roberto and Jubilee feel like they're gonna have a little thing going on.
Oh yeah, Jubilee, like, see, you could tell she's going. She's like, "What? Are you, like, you're so selfish." Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
she was having her little euphoria moment though with her powers. That was cool. But it makes it like the same speech that Storm gave to her at the rooftop of the mansion. She does with Roberto. In her own way, like, obviously with Storm, it was more like, "Don't be afraid. You know, we're here to control our powers. You know." And learn and then help people. And with Roberto, it's like, we know you have powers. Like, like, don't be ashamed and don't be selfish. And with him, I kind of get it too. Is like, because, well, one, he's rich though, but in the sense that he's young, he's like, I want to just live normal and have fun, you know?
Yeah.
But the X-Men have fun too. Just because, like, hello.
Oh, yeah, using powers. That's fucking fun as fuck, man.
I'm like, I'm gonna say, like, have you seen the comics from the 90s? Like, they were in their bikinis in the pool. I was like, oh no, they're hot. I told Alice, she's like, well, all comic books are like that. No, not that run. I was like, they were
especially horny. Hold up, almost calm.
On your money, she's probably gonna love something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, bye.
So you won't get locked out?
Yeah, I'll get locked out like last time. And I was like, oh no.
But yeah, so, but the whole point of having Roberto at the mansion is to figure out where the Friends of Humanity got the
Sentinel
parts, yeah.
Because he knows.
Well, Roberto doesn't know. They just want to keep him safe. So when he leaves again, they don't attack him again.
Oh.
Until
he leaves again, go to the club.
Yeah. But he leaves anyways. And Cyclops makes him go look for him in the club. That's where Morph is like making fun of
Wolverine.
But then Storm and Cyclops and Bishop go to the prison.
Mm-hmm.
To interrogate, I want to say Trask, but I just said his name already.
I don't know.
Guyrick,
okay. Guy. Then they play good cop, bad cop. Obviously, Storm's a good cop.
Storm was a good cop. She's like, we're just trying to get, you know, just give us. Please.
See, Cyclops, he's like, no, I'm trying to get the answers.
Cyclops too. He was like, we'll give you 10 years off your sentence.
Even though he didn't want to.
But he had to act too, though. Even though he didn't kill him, he could have killed Xavier.
Mm.
They don't know that. What's that TikTok where they were like, here's something they don't know. Or something.
Here's something you didn't know about.
But, you know, they were giving him a fair shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I gotta tell you, because you guys, you mutants are scum.
He's like, I don't like you. I don't like you.
He's like, I don't care if I'm locked up forever. You know, you guys don't deserve it. He's like, we deserve to evolve too.
I know, they're just mad. There's a color behind.
They're mad.
I mean, I'll be mad too. I ain't gonna lie.
I'd be mad if I had powers, but I wouldn't ban mutants. I would be like, I'll be friends. I'd be like, Beast, can you make something to make me?
Hey, Beast, make me know a lot of stuff like you. Make me smart, bro.
I could be like Spider-Man. He was a mutant after.
Oh, that's true. Radioactive spiders, you got more? Got more of those?
Peter, where'd you get it?
Hey, man, what was in that shit? What was in that spider real quick?
So Jean had to go in. And we're like, oh, Jean is, you know, using Cerebro to get his info. And then...
And she got some.
Classic Jean. She gets, you know, overload in her psyche, and then she goes, oh no.
And then she started tripping up on her baby and stuff. Like, where's my baby?
She saw her, she's like, I'm skinny again. and then a sentinel, a giant master mold, just wipes them out. But I guess with that info, with that vision, she knows where Trask is with the other master molds. Because she sees that Gyrick and talk to Trask about, like, hey, we need more than one location, just in case. And so they find the location.
It's like somewhere in the fucking desert.
The Sahara Desert. Which is so random. I mean, it makes sense. There's nothing there.
Then the X-Men show up there, then... A sentinel just comes out of nowhere, rips their plane apart, and just...
That was so random. I'm like, couldn't they detect, like, hey, there's something coming to you?
Nah, they're like, nah, wait! And then he grabs Cyclops, and I was like, no! But then Cyclops fucking cuts his head off, like, with his beam.
But did you see, like, the turbine? If the hand wasn't there, I'm like, Cyclops, you could've just killed yourself going into that turbine.
Hey, Cyclops, you go for a reason.
And, you know, they're all free-falling, and then Storm just looked at at Rogue and Morph, like, you don't know what we have to do.
Oh, yeah, because they can fly, so they can save him.
Which was cool. This is what I didn't know about Morph. When he turns into whoever he's copying, he retains...
He gets their powers.
Yeah, well, basically, I guess maybe not all, but at least the physical portion of the powers. Mm-hmm. We'll talk on the second episode about it. But yeah, he had Archangel's wings.
Well, hopefully they explain that, because I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I thought...
Because, like, Mystique, she could turn into people, but she can't copy her powers.
Well, actually, she can. But it's like a... When they reach their high level of mutation, that's when she can do it. But it's not like... Yeah, like, her base Mystique can't do that. And that's what I assume with Morph. So, unless he reached that peak, and I was like, what?
Maybe.
I thought, like, the wings, I thought they would be for show. Like, I don't think he would know how to...
Like, how do I use these wings?
He could practice, and maybe he did, but...
They had the training room. It's been, like, maybe a year, so...
Yeah.
So probably had a lot of training.
Yeah, but I just didn't know it worked like that. But anyway, so yeah, he rescues Wolverine. But Cyclops is the only one who's trying to do his little moment.
And he did. He fucking blasted that ground like nothing. It was like, ah!
I was like, what are you doing?
And guess what? It worked. And he landed, and he's like, to me, my X-Men. Making sure that Storm knows he's number one.
Cringe. He's not Omega.
He's the ultimate threat.
Anyway, so they get ambushed by all these... Sentinels. But then Trask shows up. He's like, you guys don't deserve to be, like, we're gonna be extinct because of you guys. That's why we need to get rid of you. Mm-mm. And then they start fighting. Classic. I love the song remix of when they're fighting with
I know, then the action was just great. And then
finally Rogue showing, like, you know, TK RKO.
Oh, the RKO.
The Sentinels. See, which is good, like, what we were talking about their animation. Mm. You actually see her, like, actually punching and throwing them.
I know. And then Beast, he fucking rewired the Sentinel till he could be in one.
That was cool.
And I was like, he's a Namekka suit now.
No, and I like that they show his strength. like, you know how he tripped, the one that he controlled, he tripped him and got on him, like,
yeah, exactly, he freaking rewired him and got inside him and made him into a mecha suit.
And then who was it, Bishop and Gambit are tag teaming one, and Wolverine obviously just, you know, going crazy on one. And
Cyclops calls Storm to the, hey, can you handle the rest? I'm tired.
Well, yeah, because you guys, they all regroup. They're all, like, a little breathing, like, okay, you know, we did what we could. And then Cyclops, like, bring in the forecast.
And
like,
get your lazy ass in here. Help us fight.
I was like, oh, and then, you know, having her moment, I was like, preach. With the Sentinels going Omega level threat, I was like, because Storm's an Omega level
mutant. I'm like, fuck that hoe.
I was like, show them what you can do. And yeah, using lightning to turn the glass of the sand into glass. Chef's kiss. I was like, and making a glass tornado?
Man, anyone could do that. I could do that.
Where can you do that?
I could do that.
He couldn't do it.
I could do that in my sleep.
She's like, let me just finish this because you guys are taking forever.
Man.
And making the sentinel parts, like, fall, like, you know, lightly. I was like, but when I get, I was like, are the rest of the team, like, hanging on to something?
Maybe.
Because, like, you know, she picks them all up, but they all fall, like.
But I'm pretty sure she can concentrate it so they don't get picked up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's that powerful. Checks out.
Whatever. See,
thanks for noticing her power.
It just makes sense because she can manipulate her wherever it wants to go.
But then when it lands, I was like,
no, that's your like, role.
I'm like, can you guys just watch where it lands? I don't control that.
I mean, Cyclops has been.
Yeah, one in a row. Like, I'm like, some of you could handle it. The rest of you, Wolverine, you could heal.
Yeah, he'll be fine. More if he could turn to Colossus, he'll be fine too.
Beast, hopefully you have something.
Rogue will probably protect Beast.
And Gambit.
Yeah, and Gambit too.
And Bishop. No, he doesn't. He can absorb energy.
He could absorb that hit.
And then the Master Mold, like, after she's done, Master Mold's like, yes, oh, you underestimate me. And which was cool, like, you know, Wolverine and Gambit team up.
If again, blows him up to go into the.
Oh, and then Warp turns into Blob. That was funny.
I was like, oh, it's Blob.
I think they're going to be using Morph a lot to bring characters, like, either cameo or, like, oh, they're going to come later.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully more characters come in. Like Iceman. Because it was in the second episode, right? They showed him? Or in the first one?
No, it was the first one because they show the original team with Xavier. The frame.
Oh, yeah. That's when they break the basketball in there. They go down there.
And but it's still on the floor. And then at the end of this episode, when they're like, okay, good job, X-Men. They arrested Trask. The UN lady, she's like, I'm helping you guys, you know, because Xavier was a good friend, blah, blah, blah. So they square that away. You know, we save the day. Go home. And then Magneto's the one that comes in. And, well, I think at this point, Cyclops is like, you know, he feels at ease now. Like, yeah, I feel him. You know, he's waiting, like, in terms with Jean, like, I think, yeah, I'm ready to step down, you know, we could be a family.
Yeah.
And so they're all playing basketball. You're like, you know, we'll be good.
They're not quitting, they're just willing to be part time.
Well, yeah. Well, because they're asking, like, you guys are quitting? Like, well, no, we're not. We're just going to be apart, you know. We're just going to be away.
Yeah.
But we'll still be here.
Do our own thing.
They're just stepping down. Well, at least Cyclops as leader. But then they get the intruder alert.
There's Magneto.
Magneto doing a little speech. He picks up the frame. And he's like, you guys are, to me, my X-Men, you guys are mine. My boyfriend left everything to me.
I know. He's just like, this is mine, that's mine.
This house is mine. If you guys don't like it, pack your bags.
And basically, that's where it ends. And then in the second episode, that's when they explain everything. And Magneto's apparently a good guy now. he wants to fix everything ever since all that shit happened down. But he's still considered a terrorist.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was going to commit crimes against humanity.
Exactly. So, like, everybody's just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, and before that, like, not just on what happened, like, what the X-Men avoided with Xavier's death, but also with, you know, like, when was it? First season, was it, like, the third or fourth episode? Enter Magneto? Like, he literally gets, nukes.
Oh, yeah.
And then Storm, Cyclops, and Wolverine have to, like, take care of that one. So he's been a terrorist for a long time.
And that's where I feel like the X-Men are a better team than the Avengers. Because I'm just like, they've been dealing with, like, threats for the longest time.
And at their own expense. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not seen as heroes. They're like, oh, it's...
seen as terrorists, muties.
They're like, no, we just hate you from other mutants who happen to be bad.
Exactly. So, like, they have to deal with a whole bunch of social issues and everything.
So, but yeah, we enter this. The second episode starts with Magneto saving. Oh, let's see. Yeah, is there going to be breaks? Because there's a countdown.
What countdown?
Oh, it just says two.
That's two make geeks.
Oh.
No, so, this one doesn't have breaks.
So oh, just, so we could keep... Oh, okay.
He's going.
So Magneto saves the day. You know, humans. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, mutants. And yeah, he's like, yeah, I see. I'm trying to be what Xavier told me to be. He's like, that was, I guess, maybe a condition. Like, hey, as my last wish, I want you to see my vision and try to coexist with humans.
Yeah.
Which is funny that he's willing to do that for Xavier, but would Xavier do the same thing if
no
if Magneto died first?
Because it's a bad thing. Why would he do that?
He's like, I just imagine Magneto's will being like,
kill everybody.
No, like, like, see, they killed me, Xavier.
Maybe that was their pact a long time ago. It was like, okay, so if I die first,
you go with my dream.
You go with my dream, but if you die first, then I go with yours.
Then Xavier's, see, he's scheming. Because he knew he was.
Does he know he's not dead?
No, he knows because he was there. No. They needed his. That's why they called him, because he needed his powers to amplify Xavier's psychic energy to reach the Shi'ar Empire. Mm. What are they doing? Yeah.
Lazy ass bitch.
Says my dog. She's trying to sleep. So, obviously, Cyclops is not happy. Can't. Sorry, my dog's trying to. Okay, there you go. So, obviously, Cyclops not happy that Magneto is now proud owner of the...
Well, yeah, I would be mad too. But, like, this motherfucker was my op for, like, how long?
He's been our ops for this long. And,
and you get everything?
And the guy who's supposed to be my father, parental figure, just gives it to him?
I'll be heated. I'll be like, hell no.
It's like those wills, like, you know, when they get...
They expect to get everything.
they expect to get everything, but also, like, the dad or whoever, usually, yeah, right, the dad leaves everything to the mistress.
Yeah. Ooh. What the fuck?
This is how it feels like. Mm-mm-mm. But then they're like, the other X-Men are like, I mean, they're trying to reason too, but they're like, I understand, but...
I'd be like, hell no, you with him? You're my ops too.
You're against me. How you call? I'm like, you need to pack your bag.
I'm like, I'm out of here then. I don't want to see any of y'all.
I'd be like, sorry, Santa Claus, you're not the billionaire here. I need to think about, I need to poop me first.
Yeah, and then when they're having a meeting, Rogue's telling him, like, because apparently they had a thing. Well, everybody knew. But they had a thing, and she's telling him, like, you have to earn their respect or their trust. You can't demand it.
But she also says that in the beginning, too, like, when they had their meeting.
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
No. Like, she says that to Magneto. Mm. But she says on the, when they're with everybody, she's like, I think this is what you're talking about. She says that some of us also have a dark past, and you guys were willing to, like, none of us have a lot of us don't have a squeaky image, you know, and we work past that. So maybe we should hear him out.
I mean, it's true. Gambit.
Rogue. Storm.
What? The thief.
Well, I mean, with Storm, she was, you know, she was a little girl controlled by Shadow King. So Xavier saved her from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Gambit literally was a thief, a guild of thieves.
And he was with Magneto too.
Was he with the group?
Yeah, remember?
I thought he was with a different group though.
No, he was with Magneto. Remember when he brought him in the sphere?
You're talking about X-Men Evolution. That's where we get introduced with Gambit, was with X-Men Evolution.
Damn.
No, in the comics, I'm thinking, I think he was something else. But he was still bad.
He's scamming, scheming.
That's why, and then Bishop too, he was like, hey, he thought he was the one who was going to commit a murder that was going to make the X-Men look bad and everything. Yeah. That wasn't the truth, but... And then, who else has been bad? Jean, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Not her fault, but it was still through her body. And Morph. Morph has his trauma being controlled by Mr. Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so see, Rogue had a point. And then Rogue, obviously, she was with the Brotherhood.
The only good one was Cyclops. Just saying. The only good motherfucker in that team.
Beast, too.
Oh, Beast, too.
Beast was too good.
You see?
Remember, he could have escaped jail.
Uh-huh.
He's like, Magneto's like, come on. Like, he's like, no, I'm going to wait for my trial.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I ain't trying to get more trouble. I'm already am. Like,
see?
Leave me alone.
He was too good. And then, because I would have been like, let's
get
go.
Get the fuck out of here. Get me out of this hell, dude.
I need real food. Mm-hmm. Who else? No, I think them two were the only goody two shoes. But yeah, so that was Rogue's little defense of him, which I didn't think of anything. It surprised me when she has a private meeting with Magneto and saying like, yeah, your little speech was, you know, a bomb, but you need to try to earn their trust and respect like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, aren't you uncomfortable being around me?
Alone.
Alone.
And I was like, you make me sick. You're disgusting.
And I was like, oh, we're doing that? But then... because I know that happens in the comics, but mm-hmm. I thought they were going to, with him joining, I thought it was something that's going to happen progressively.
Mm-hmm.
But this happened, I guess this happened before she joined the team.
It's probably when she was in the Brotherhood.
Yeah. Because that threw me off. I was like, oh, we're doing this now. Okay. Yeah, because apparently his powers... I guess because he could make a magnetic field that I guess negates her powers.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's explained. Because in the comics, it's when they were in the Savage Lands. And he was ruling it. And I think it was that explanation. But I think at one point she also lost her powers or something. Or she absorbed Polaris's powers too. And that negated it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And in an alternate universe, she had a kid named Charles with him.
Ew.
But yeah, I was like, oh, this is why I love the X-Men. It's like a telenovela. It's like drama everywhere. And this episode had so much drama.
He's old, though. That's gross.
Hey.
Gross.
Don't judge Rogue, okay?
I'm judging.
If that was the only person you could touch, and, like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
She gotta stay loyal to Gambit. She gotta stay loyal to this man.
I mean, I hope it's, because, you know, at the end, she goes, yeah, they have the
little... They have a little, another secret meeting, she touches him.
She's like, and then, you see, it cuts to Gambit. Poor Gambit. He just drops the Queen of Hearts card and, you know, has this, like...
disappointed face.
Yeah. Angry face. Mm-hmm. It's like, oof.
And I was like, you don't deserve that, Gambit. Stay up, King. You don't deserve that.
I just hope that... because something just happens. I feel like I'm trying to predict this, that nothing actually happened between them.
Well, probably not, but, you know...
But, you know, he'll have a confrontation with her, like, I know you were there in the room together alone, and they'll do like a little flashback. No, we didn't do it. She's like, I don't want to do this to Remy, but he still won't believe it. So it's just gonna be more drama, and then maybe she'll go. but yeah, I was like, that was the first drama, like main drama in this one. But yeah, so this whole Magneto thing of him. Trying to be good comes into light, and him saving those people at the carnival, at the fair, the UN's watching, the government, and they're trying to see, like, what the heck's going on. Like, we have this terrorist who's trying to be good, and they know that he's now at the expansion, so they show up, and then Magneto's like, to me, my
to me, my X-Men.
I was like, this was like, we don't do that to the good guys. Like, sticking up to the government, Cyclops?
Hey, I work for the government too, so I'm on your side. Government employees.
and yeah, even the UN girls is like, don't try to use your powers because our guns are not magnetic. And he starts controlling the helicopters. I was like, girl, you didn't think this through, did you? But, you know, Magneto's like, fine, you know, to gain their trust, you know, start earning their trust to the X-Men. He's like, okay, fine. I'll turn myself in for a fair trial. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's how we do it here. And he's like, I was a sure lady. Okay, but I'll go. And they put a collar on him. First, they put the chains. I was like, what? And then the collar. I was like, oh.
That's good. That makes more sense.
And they take him away.
Weapon.
And yeah, now he's the trial of Magneto, which is in the comic. And that's why he wears the new outfit. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from. And so we're going to the trial.
And then the FOH is there.
The Insurrectionist?
And I was like, this looks familiar.
I think I've seen this.
Yeah, basically, they're just making fun of the Insurrectionist of what happened January 6th.
The Executioner reminded me of the guy who was wearing the
cow.
The cow.
Yeah.
Was it the cow? Or whatever those Viking ears.
Or the fuck he was wearing.
But anyway. The Executioner is in the comics. But I guess it's a different, like, alias. It's not the guy who's, like, the head of the FOH.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one who's, you know, we see him, like, trying to design a gun based on
the collar and the sentinels.
And the sentinel arms. And he's like, I just need one shot. And apparently this is for Magneto, but we don't know what it's for.
Mm.
We just know it's, like, this high-powered rifle.
I just thought I was gonna kill him.
Me too. I'm that's why I was like, ooh. What happened? But yeah, they're, you know, all of the team is there except for Wolverine and Jean. Jean is like, where's everybody? He's like, oh, Cyclops didn't tell you, but they're trying to, you know, they're at the trial, so just in case something goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean's like, that motherfucker, he didn't tell me anything. And
there's a whole lot of that going around here.
But he probably noticed, not just Gambit, but he probably noticed with Rogue and Magneto.
Oh, yeah, he can smell it. He can sense it. Yeah.
Or he also sees the infrared, so there's two bodies. That sicko watching people.
No, because he went outside with Morph and drink beers and fight. The fucking weirdo.
That is weird. Like, to call, cheer him up. Let me dress as, let me suit up, transform into your nemesis.
Well, I mean, if he has the same powers, I guess he'll be fine.
I don't think he has healing.
He's like, oh shit, I'm just dead.
I'm like, calm down, Wolverine. This is not, I'm not the real one. So the rest of the team, yeah, they're in the trial. Everything's going normal until there's a breach. They're insurrecting it. Mm. But before, I want to go through the actual trial. They're saying, like, they're basically listing all his crimes. Like, why do you think we should trust you, you know, or pardon you? Like, you've done some pretty fucked up shit. But he's like, because of you. Like, you guys have, you literally made, you funded a program to build giant ass robots to kill us.
To kill us, man.
Not to arrest us for doing, you know, wrongdoings, but just to exterminate us. Everything I've done is a response to you. Mm. And, which is valid. I'm like,
He was cooking.
I wouldn't be mad at that answer. And then that's when the breach starts happening.
Yeah, that's when they're...
And the senators are like, what are we, like, what did we do? He's like, you gave
a monster a trial.
Like, that makes you the bad guys, too.
Yeah.
See, even when you play by the rules, you still get
burned.
I was like, that's powerful. Mm-hmm. That's good. And it's true. But so, yeah, they start breaking in. And Cyclops is like, okay, guys, we're going to be up here. Stormy, stay with Magneto and, you know, try to barricade here while we try to take care of this. And to de-escalate the situation, I'm like, you guys have to fight him. You can't do much. Mm-mm. And at the same time, Jean decides to have a baby.
I know. I was like, is this another problem? You're giving us more problems.
Freaking Wolverine. He's like, what? Is it Apocalypse? And like,
I was like, motherfucker, are you serious? Like, I was like, how long have you been alive when you're thinking that shit right now? No, yeah, then, yeah, so he's taking her to the hospital, and then Cyclops unfortunately gets his ass booked.
Oh, he got
he got fucked up, he got rocked, unfortunately.
By a normal ass human.
Hey, he nerfed him, all right? They nerfed him in this episode. And I was like, what happened?
The little Mickey Mouse sound go, what happened?
No, and then Bishop, he got his ass beat too.
Oh, he got the worst. Like, it was the executioner, right? Mm-hmm. He collared him, like, and then blasted him. I'm like, he would have been dead. Like,
mm-hmm. I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
That was the worst. I was like, to be taken out like that. Morph was the only one. Rogue was actually just making a barricade.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, just come back in. They're already in. And then Morph was the one holding his own. He was turning into Colossus, Lady Deathstrike, Psylocke. That was pretty cool.
When I saw Lady Deathstrike, I was like, what the fuck she doing here?
Me too. When I first saw it, I was like, what is she doing
here? Yeah, and I was like, home?
And then he turned into Colossus. I was like, oh.
Okay. And I was like, oh, it's just Morph. All right, never mind.
But that was cool, though.
Yeah, I was like, we're going to have to get used to that shit.
And then, but then Jean's having her baby. She calls out to Cyclops, and Storm has to take over. It's like, okay, Rogue, take him, and we'll try to do our best here. And then Storm 2 was like, she's telling everybody inside what to do. Like, you release, take that collar off, and they're like, why would we do that? I'm like, if you want to be alive, do as
these
I say.
These motherfuckers here to come and kill you.
Like, they're your traitors. Like, do as I say, and you'll survive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're storming in, and Magneto and Storm do a little combo to trap them so they wouldn't go anywhere. Basically, like a little force field.
Yeah, electric force field
around them, which is cool. But then the executioner comes in, points the gun at Magneto, and my girl, I'm like, couldn't she just whirlwind him away? She dives in and takes the hit. I was like, ooh.
And she loses her powers. And I was like,
I was crying. I was like, no.
I was like, that bitch is powerless now. She's just a normal human.
I was like, no. My poor girl. She's powerless. She couldn't feel the breeze no more. I was like,
no, then like that's when McNeil gets super mad.
He's like, kill him, please, kill him.
And then he just gets him, and then he basically just takes him all the way up in the sky, and he has him on that fucking coin, a huge-ass coin sign or whatever.
Yeah, that's the government seal.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like how at least he slaps him a couple times and then puts him there. And he's like, no more. I was like, yes, McNeil, do what you gotta do.
I thought he was gonna kill him. I thought he was gonna go back to being evil. I was like, oh, there he goes.
To be honest, I wish he did. But he does that. Does his speech of like, he's like, before I would do this, I would like stomp on you, cute, like, you know, you wouldn't breathe no more. But my friend challenged, he challenged me, TikTok challenge. And he's like, well, I won't do it. I was like, at least throw that guy.
Kill him.
Like, have Morph transform into that guy and like, see, I gave super kill that motherfucker. But no, he spares their lives. Poor Storm was like, really?
And they eventually just been like, yo, okay, you're not guilty. We free you. Yeah. We pardon you from your crimes.
See, that had to happen. Someone had to lose her power. Somebody had to lose her power just so the UN could pardon Magneto.
No, yeah. Then then Storm just leaves. He's like, okay, I don't have no powers. I'm out.
I would have too. I'm like, yo.
And yeah, then Jean finds a note and she reads it to everybody. And they're like, oh, sad and shit. And
see, that was the drama. That's drama number two. Mm-hmm. Storm loses her powers and she's like, yeah, she gives a letter to Jean. She's like, I can't face everybody. You all have powers. I'm bitter. I'm out of here. Mm-mm-mm. She's not bitter. She's just like, I don't know who I am. I'm not.
She's depressed now.
I'm not the young thief I was. I'm not the goddess I was revered in my lifetime. The persona. I'm not an X-Men anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to leave. I can't be with you guys. So, like, we don't share the same thing no more. And I wish this was the moment where I feel like she should have had her mohawk.
Does she have the whole transformation?
Yeah. Like, to me, that would have been like a change. Like,
I mean, yeah, it would make more sense.
Instead of just having it right off the bat. Because in the comics, that's what happens. She gets the mohawk because of that. Mm. Which I'm excited about. At first, I was pissed.
But she's getting her powers back either
way. No, yeah. But first, I was pissed when it happened. Like, that was my reaction. I was crying. I was like, oh, what is gonna do? But then I was like, this happens, and she's and then I saw the episode titles, and that's her run with Forge, and I was like, okay, she's finally gonna get her.
I wonder if Forge is gonna stay with the team though. That's what I'm wondering.
He does actually. Oh, okay. But I don't know how they're gonna change it because, spoiler alert. But this is in the comics. See, I love how they're introducing all these themes that are based on the comics, but they're slightly changing it. Like the Trial of Magneto, almost the same, but it's different. Storm losing her powers. Forge makes the gut. But here it was
the FOH member.
Yeah. But maybe they're going to be like, he's going to confess, maybe like, I'm the one who made the inhibitor collar. And then, because we don't know who made this. It's just.
Oh, maybe.
And then she'll still be pissed. In the comments, she slaps the shit out of him like, you. But then she forgives him. And then they stay in the couple as a while. And then give it. But yeah, that's how that happens. And then you want to say what happens at the end?
Oh, yeah. There's another gene.
Drama escándalo.
Psycho's like, what the fuck? There's another one. And I was like, ooh, Wolverine's excited. He's like, I get one too.
He's like, I stay with it.
But apparently that's the real one, and the other gene that he had a kid with is a clone.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the kid.
Oh, yeah, he was born. But, the doctor didn't want to give birth to... will help Jean conceive the baby because he's like,
she's
what
a
if
beauty.
She, yeah, it's like, what if she lose control of her powers? Then I'm fucked. So
I'm like, if it was If it was Wolverine, okay, I get it, but Jean, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but then Rogue just, you know, fucking touches him, gains all his knowledge, and she...
That's cool.
She helps Jean give birth. And I was like, Rogue's power is fucking sick as fuck. She just can't touch people.
Imagine, like, you could have so many degrees of like, okay, I'll take this exam, I'm licensed now.
I was like, bam, got it. I don't need to take a whole, like, 4 years. I gotta do it right now.
Learning how to fly? I'm like,
bitch doesn't even know she can fly already.
Yeah, but, you know, for if you need to be a pilot.
No, but yeah, that's how the whole baby thing ended.
Like, to ride the X-Jet?
Yeah. Oh. And so that's the cliffhanger where it leaves off at till the next episode.
Yeah, it was like, more of it's like, oh, see, Star's back. And then it's like another Jean. And like, oh
shit.
And you could see the face of the other Jean.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, it was not like a ooh worried face. It was more like, huh, like,
no, what the fuck.
So yeah, they're saying that's the real Jean, the one that came into the door, and that makes sense because in the comics, the clone is the one that has a baby. That's which is Cable, Nathan Charles Summers.
Yeah,
that's what they named him. She's the daughter of he's the son of Cyclops and Madeline Pryor, which is the clone. That's the clone's name. I think Rachel Summers is the actual daughter of Jean and Cyclops.
So they get back together?
What do you mean?
The real Jean and Cyclops.
Yeah. The one, the fake one was like, she's fake. Like,
damn. Damn.
Dumped like yesterday's. But she turns into the Goblin Queen. I don't know that run of the comics. That's her name, is the Goblin Queen. She still looks normal. She doesn't turn into a goblin. She just called that way.
She just be goblin all day.
Oh. I mean, right now I think she's with Cyclops' brother. Damn, she just homie hop.
Didn't he die in this series?
Cyclops' brother?
Yeah, no. Having. Because I remember the episode when they were like all steroid up.
Well, you keep talking about X-Men Evolution.
That's not Evolution.
Is yeah. It? That's when Cyclops like, oh, you're my brother? He's like, yeah, I met this guy named Magneto. He's going to help us with our powers. And blah, blah, blah. And that's how they get amplified.
Damn. See, I'm getting those two mixed up now.
See, are you a clone?
Maybe.
Fake implanted memory.
I'm going to be the Goblin King.
What?
I don't know, man. I love both of those animated series.
X-Men Evolution. Even though Storm didn't do much, I was like,
It's fine.
But, because he got those mixed up. And, but I want to say how Gambit, when they're talking about Storm, yeah, Beast confirms, like, it was kind of permanent. And then during the meeting, and then Gambit's like, that should have been you. You should have been the one leaving this house. I'm like, why are you taking the... I was like, I wonder why he's...
That bullet had your name on it. It should have been you.
Tell us how you really feel, Gambit.
Hey, I'm a Gambit side. I was like, yeah, tell him.
Me too.
Tell him it's that bitch. Like, you should have been you fucking old bitch. God damn
it. But yeah, that was three dramas in one episode.
Until the next one, which is what, Wednesday?
Yeah, it's already coming up. But I think this one's going to be about, because there's like submarines about him. I think this one's about Jubilee.
Is it one or two again?
No, it's just going to be one now.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Thank God, because talking about two episodes takes like an hour.
I mean, true. But see, I guess it's a lot of talk about. But see, what do you rate this?
10 out of 10.
Same.
I'm excited.
11 out of 10.
And I bought an X-Men jacket. I'm on my X-Men train right now.
It's a really nice jacket.
I pre-ordered a Cyclops statue. I pre-ordered a Cyclops statue from Iron Studios. And I got my Rogue statue from the 90s one. Not this one. The one in my room.
Didn't you pre-order two?
Oh, that was Raven.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I pre-ordered Raven and Cyclops. I was gonna get the other one, but I'm thinking about pre-ordering a Gambit also.
No, see, that's why I thought you pre-ordered him.
I thought about it, but I think I should because he's expensive also.
that you should wait. But then I was gonna ask you. Damn it, it's slipping my mind. Because I wanted to say just instead of just talking about it, but what do you think is gonna happen between because I heard that I forgot who commented or somebody said something that on the internet that I said that Sinister is gonna be the main villain
again.
Which, but to me, it makes sense because of the whole clone.
Yeah,
he's the one who makes the clones.
Yeah,
because the whole purpose of Sinister is that he's obsessed with the Summers because it's prophesized that they're gonna make the most powerful X-Men.
Cable.
No, not Cable. Who is it? But that's why he makes the clone, thinking that Cable's gonna be the one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the lineage. It's not like their children. It's like their children's children.
Oh, okay.
Like their grandson. Basically, the X-Men Jesus. Like most powerful mutant ever. So that's why he's obsessed. But which makes sense now that we were already introduced to the clone. And we only have 10 episodes this season. Or 11.
But didn't they fire the showrunner for it?
They did, but he didn't create it.
Oh, right? They did.
Well, his was because apparently he had issues with like OnlyFans or something. That's the drama behind it, that he was being weird. I don't know. I don't know if it's just a rule that you can't have OnlyFans, or that he was just being weird in that realm and it got leaked.
Oh.
They're like, yeah, we can't have that. Because, you know, it's Disney. Like, we can't have that with us.
But he made a great show.
But they're already on season 3. Like,
already?
Season 2 is already done. They're working on season 3.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So, I don't know. And hopefully the next season, there's more episodes.
Yeah, because 10 is kind of a little...
Yeah, like, the first season was 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. Second season was 13 again. Season 4, I think, was the longest. I think it was like 20-something episodes. And then season 5 was back to 13 or 10. I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like 13 or 15 is a good number.
Yeah. Because, one, they're introducing, like I said, you know, there's, even though I said there's like 3 dramas all in, but it's within one season. How are they going to solve that pretty quickly?
What, is each season going to be like a year? So like 97, 98, 99.
I don't think so. Because there is an X-Men 97 comic book.
Oh, okay.
We should be reading those soon.
Yeah. I'm interested in what the hell's going on.
Because I don't know if they're going to... Maybe they explain stuff that we missed. Like, that we're questioning right now. Like, maybe that comic book run has Jean's pregnancy. Like, you know, trimesters and stuff. And or Storm, like, oh, I'm going to get a new hairstyle.
Explains everything what happened afterwards.
Yeah. So...
That'd be cool.
We should read those.
I mean, we're lacking on content a lot this year. So,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, we still need to review Avatar.
Oh yeah, we had to review Avatar,
which was a good series.
It was great. A lot of people were complaining for no reason.
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, that's an 8 out of 10. It was great.
There was, to me, they only need a few tweaks and it'll be really good.
I thought it was great,
but it was already great. So. But yeah, so hopefully, I was gonna say like predictions, but if Mr. Sinister is the one, we'll find out who the real Jean is.
Well, we'll see what happens on Wednesday, and we'll come back on Saturday and finish the episode.
So
we're back on another weekly basis. All right, guys.
Yeah, see how this Riverside thing works.
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out and try to get a better camera for it. So we'll see you guys. Next week.
Right. Bye.
Later.